Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'd shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Welcome to one of the most dangerous days of the year. Please do not. A yearly PSA. A yearly PSA. Yes. As Bill said, head on the swivel. Do not be gullible. It is April Fool's Day. So watch out for the fake Twitter accounts. Watch out for the fake posts. Watch out for AI. Now with AI, it gets even scarier. With April Fool's Day, because a lot of stuff
AI.
Will come out. So please, yeah, head on the swivel. Question everything today you see and hear. All day, 24 hours.
Sounds a little paranoid, but...
Well, I think it's rightfully so.
There's a chance that someone could get me 4 to 5 times. I'll forget about it.
You're tired?
We're tired. We're tired. Yeah. A whole new level of tired. And they'll break you down. They'll just break you down. They'll keep hitting you. And eventually you'll fall for something.
Who's the most likely, like Swim around here? Yeah. Now, Swim's kind of adult.
I think Swim will be all right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it one of us that's most likely or not?
No, I'm not. I don't play.
It doesn't even happen in our group text anymore because all of a sudden I'll send something out often in our family group text and it gets a response from a couple people and right away my nephew's like, stop, press pause. Bill just sent out a text that's somewhat alarming or drew a response. Press pause. It's probably not accurate.
How do you feel about that? How does it make you feel, Bill?
It makes me feel really good when I get the response, and it's just like, and then right away it's always like, why'd you fall for it? Why'd you fall for it? I'm not a big April Fool's guy though.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I am also surprised.
That's not
by
my
that.
Time. Nope, I don't. Nope, that's not my deal.
It's not mine. No.
But I'm okay if someone does something like that. But it's got to be, here's the deal. It's got to be super funny. If it's something that's kind of obscure or somewhat mean or is going to get some sort of retaliation, don't like it. If it's something you kind of get done, you go, that was really funny, then I'm for it.
God, I wish we would have thought about this before. I've seen some good ones over the years. I don't do it.
You would agree this is a dangerous day, though.
Yeah.
We see all sorts of stuff with AI now where it looks like, you know, with the Brian Ferentz thing a year or two ago, that was early AI, and that's just, now it's daily. You don't know what's real and what's not.
No, you don't.
And today that's even scarier with that.
Oh, God, it's scary. Everybody's paranoid about that.
So I think it's rightful paranoia then.
Yeah. Well, just keep, like Bill said,
head on a swivel at all times.
Just, I'm not too worried about it. I'm very intelligent and discerning, so...
Do you think someone will try to pull one at the news conference today? Will someone try to pull a
no? Nebraska football is very important, and there's no hijinks. There's no fun allowed.
Okay, no fun allowed.
I'm not worried about that.
Your book is what, Sip, again?
What was it called?
You know the book name.
I missed out on all the fun.
There you go.
You know what? I can't stop saying. I thought of this yesterday. I had to go back to a funeral in Pender. So I was back in Pender yesterday. I missed the first part of the game yesterday.
Oh,
But when I stopped in at Cubby's,
I was wondering.
Stopped in Cubby's in Pender, and I saw a feral cat. And every time I see one, I say it to myself every time I see a feral cat. If I were a feral cat,
you'd want to live in a stadium. You always said that. You'd always want to live in a stadium.
I've just always thought if you were a feral cat, where would you want to live? The possibilities are endless.
Yes, it'd be amazing the place you might want to go.
Right. God.
I just couldn't imagine, though. Imagine, I love a feral cat. Every day is a fight. I got to find something to eat today. No one's feeding me.
Yeah, and they're crazy. Feral cats are crazy. We have one. Chloe was feral, and she's still crazy. I mean, she still acts feral. She's crazy. I mean, there's just no rhyme or reason to anything she does. She might attack you one day, and she might cuddle up to you in the next minute.
How long are we talking about here? How many years?
Oh, she's like 10.
Yeah.
Never got tame at all.
She was originally feral.
Okay. What would a barn cat be? That's not a feral.
Feral. Yeah. When I lived out in Malcolm, I've told you guys about Malcolm. There were barn feral cats, and they were crazy.
Yeah.
There's like 12 cats in the barn. It's like, jeez.
We lived out on.
Kind of got to watch.
My sister brought one into the house one time.
Yeah, they
didn't laugh.
No way.
A lot of them have crazy look in their
eyes. You think they'd be like going like, "Hey, this is a better lifestyle." Nope. I want to go right back to the barn.
Right. No, they don't. There's feral cats that lived over between Outback and McDonald's. I was always freaked out by them. They just come out of that. They'd come out of the bush over there. I'm like, wow, that's all right. It's a good spot.
Good spot. Nice bush.
Nice. Found a spot right between two places. They're popular. Just watch traffic.
look both ways.
A lot of feral cats over that Casey's, that alley behind Casey's over on campus. Mm-hmm. If you drive through, I used to drive through there just to see all the cats scatter. Now they might not. Somebody
you did it just for that. You drove through the alley to watch cats scatter.
Yeah, I mean,
that was your purpose.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, you drive through there, you see six cats. You know, just like looking at you, like, what are you doing? And now it might have been somebody that had too many cats, too. They might not all have been feral. But yeah, there's a lot of cats in that alley.
It's good to start to idle chit chat here.
Yeah, if I were a feral cat. Yes, I went to Pender, which was incredible to go to Pender.
On a day like that, I bet.
It was a nice drive.
It's Titletown.
Yeah. Golden Titletown. Town.
Yeah.
Right, Titletown. Like a golden
checked
day.
Everything out. A good friend of mine, Sherry Nelson, lost her mom. She lived a wonderful life, but then the whole family was there. I'm friends with the entire family, but a weird thing happened. So it was at the Rosary, and they had like the viewing prior to that, and I was there early, so I got through there. I was through the line pretty quickly, and I kind of got wedged in the back a little bit talking to a few people, and that's kind of where everyone how you had to circle through. And so it was a good friend of mine, Rhonda Fendrick, said, she goes, it looks like Bill's the greeter. And so I ended up kind of like, thanking everyone for coming. Yes, kind of thanking everyone for coming.
Oh, boy.
Because like, nice. I knew everybody in line.
There's nothing wrong.
It was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. I kind of caught up with a lot of people.
You were the official greeter.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Not the official greeter.
I got to see
unofficial greeter.
Yeah, I got to see Kevin Christensen, KC, which was a lot of fun. One of the best basketball players to ever play at Pender.
No kidding.
Point guard.
Really good.
Yeah, little guy. Little guy, really, really good.
Little guy, huh? When did he play?
He would have been in the... He would have been in the 70s.
Okay.
Better times.
But much better times.
Much better
little,
times.
Little C2 action?
What's that? That was high C1 at that time. C1. Yeah, very good. Very good hoops.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when you went to conference championship games and district finals, regional finals, that it was, I mean, you had to get there early.
Yeah.
He played in one of those eras.
Pack gyms.
Hold on. I think that still exists.
I don't think it really does.
Oh, come on. No.
There's never a time when it's like, I'm going to a game, and am I going to be able to get in?
Yeah, Lincoln Northeast, Southeast, I think you'd find that.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
In today's, that would be awesome to see that.
They have it. It still happens. There's better times, but there's still some good
times. I'm glad it is, if it's out there. But that was, it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was
better times for sure, but there's still some good time. Like, last night was a good time, watching Crown. We'll talk about that later, though.
Am I wearing a juvenile shirt today?
Jake's
Chip?
Quite happy today.
Juvenile swag.
I got a juvenile KC Royals shirt on today.
Do you have a shirt under that?
Yes, I do.
Just, okay, you do.
I'm not one of those just wears this without nothing under it. I would not do that. Come on. Hygiene. Royals went 11-1 yesterday. Bubich off of Tommy John surgery goes 6 innings, no runs, 8 strikeouts. Struck out the side in the first inning.
A lot of run support, huh?
Yeah, they scored a lot of runs. Home runs. 11-1. It was a beautiful day. 2-2 for the Royals. They play again today at Milwaukee. Milwaukee has been horrific their first four games. They got pounded by the Yankees in all three games. 20 runs, I think, in game three of that series.
Oh.
And then they gave up in their home opener, 11-1. They're honoring the great late Bob Uecker, and they give up. They lose 11-1.
Did you say they gave up 20 runs in a game?
They did. That was that was the game that they had. Yeah. The first three pitches were home runs by the Yankees. So.
They've given up 20 and 11.
They gave it up. I think they gave up 13 one game as well. They've been atrocious so far pitching.
Bill,
atrocious.
Come on. We're trying to talk sports, baseball,
Major
League. Milwaukee's given up 11. 20 and 13.
They had a 20-run game against them already this year. 20. Not great.
Pitching coach already in hot water.
He's not popular. I'll tell you that. That guy is not popular.
I'm sure it's his fault.
Making sure I get this right.
Yeah. I'm going to push back on that a little bit. Yeah. You got to fire the pitching coach. You want to get after him. You got to after him a little bit. You want to name his name?
I just stumbled into a conversation. I'm not calling for
that. The first game only 4 runs allowed, but then 20, 12, and 11 the last 3 games for the Brewers. So rough times.
Imagine if all of a sudden.
He needs to go.
Hey, we got to get. To have a chance to win this, we got to score 14. We need to
Let's go.
We need 14 runs to give us a chance in this thing.
Because our pitching coach is so substandard.
Last thing for me on Idle Chit Chat. I promised you guys last month at a neighbor that was inviting me to go have a beer in his driveway.
Oh,
and I couldn't go because I was busy. And yesterday I get back from work and there's Paul having a beer in the driveway. I said, Paul listens once in a while.
Okay.
He's a
Paul
sometimes listener. But I said, I'm going over there to drink a beer with Paul. And so I went over and had a beer with Paul across the street. It was great. And then Harry, the next door neighbor, came in as well.
Harry came over.
Yeah, Harry came over as well.
Was there any discussion about the car situation in the snowbank?
No, we avoided that.
Okay, who was that?
What?
Dave, right?
That was Dave. Neighbor Dave is a different block.
Different block.
So Paul, he was not
Harry
there.
And Dave.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're starting to know your...
I got to be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
Got to be a good neighbor. So it was nice to have a beer with Paul across the street.
What kind did you have?
We had a Copper Alt from Zipline. Yeah, very good.
Wow, that's pretty fancy.
That was
you
Paul.
Wouldn't be getting that at our house.
That's Paul's beer of choice. Paul's beer of choice. He likes that
good,
stuff.
Good for Paul.
He used to brew beer in the 70s before it was even a big thing to brew beer at home. But isn't brew anymore, so.
God dang, back, you know what better times were? My dad just would drink straight Bud.
That's all Shin Daddy drinks.
Really?
Still,
Bud Heavy.
That's
Bud
amazing.
Heavy. Bud still Heavy. Shin Daddy. Yeah, that was it.
We didn't exist in this era of strange beers. Yeah. We didn't.
No.
You did not grow up.
There's never a time when you had to try to find someone to buy beer for you. Say, hey, can give me a nice IPA.
Give me a Copper Alt.
What?
Just give me a Bud.
That's what it was.
Give me a Bud. Give me a Coors, whatever.
Yeah.
Or what
Miller High Life.
Yeah.
Miller High Life bottle.
Good options.
Yeah.
Good options. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored
by... We're not taking shots at anybody.
That's fine. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Again, just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care. Andrew, your guy to talk to there. Last night, Nebraska basketball extended their season with a win against Arizona State in the Crown. They trailed by 8 at halftime, 38-30.
Jumping right into this. Okay.
We are. It's bad. Well,
it's the Crown, Bill.
Okay, it's the Crown.
Jumping right in. It's 15 minutes into the show.
I have to admit that you sent the text. I didn't get anything until the second half. I watched the second half.
I get it.
But you sent a photo. I think it was one of you sent a photo of the court. And
yes.
You said it looked amazing, and it did look good.
They had a crown in the middle, a big logo.
Yes, I like the court.
Yeah. Jake, real quick, the production was great. Thanks to Greg. Greg sent that photo of the mid-court, half-court logo. The crown was regal.
Yeah.
To use your word, it fits perfectly. It was regal. The production was excellent of this game by Fox.
FS1 looked good.
It was Hummel and Kugler.
Yes. Yeah, you had big names.
Good broadcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, big names. Looked like about... What I thought was interesting was probably for this particular game, 200 people.
Oh, come on. Wasn't much more.
But Nebraska fans circled.
You always err on the low side.
Nebraska fans kind of circled the court. It was kind of Nebraska fans were all the way around. So there was
They did.
Yeah, they circled the court. So I thought that there was a showing. So I thought it was good.
Breaker Brent was out there from Lincoln. Yeah. He estimated 1,500 people in the stands. Hmm. 1,500. Again, mixed all the way through.
Crowd. That's not a big
crowd. Not massive. But you know, obviously you could tell when Nebraska was playing well, it got louder. It was definitely a pro-Nebraska crowd.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't know if there's any Arizona State fans at all. It might have been four or five.
What's wrong with that program?
Well, talk about a mess.
Ugh.
Talk about
a
mess.
They were 13-19 before the game, and they lost
4-16 players. In the league. And they looked 4-16.
They did.
They looked very 4-16. Though they were ahead, they still looked very 4-16.
They were kind of, like we said in the text, kind of wow bad. Like, yeah. This is not good.
They pretty much played six players. They played six guys.
It looked like in the end. It looked like they put student managers in the game. Mm. Here's my favorite part. They emptied the bench with 0.7 seconds. It was 0.7 seconds.
Look at the last three guys that played 1 second.
One second. Get in. And they were like, they didn't have their jerseys tucked in or anything. And it looked like the Bad News Bears were checking into the game. It was people that got cleared to be academically eligible in case we have to have five on the court.
It makes the box score look better because they have all these guys that play. But yeah, Keonte Clay, Quentin McCoy, and Jordan Williams all have 1 second of registered time.
Down 12, and Hurley says, get in there.
Come on, guys. Get your last second.
The best part was, it wasn't even a second. It was 0.7.
They got to be a generous second.
I mean, I'd have been
that's
like...
That's ridiculous.
I'd have been like, do you really
want... that's ridiculous.
Just check in.
It is. It's really dumb.
Yeah.
Get on the box.
I'm glad you mentioned it. That's
you really want me to take off my... We're down 12 or whatever it is. I want to take off my sweats.
Kind of demeaning.
Very, very. Yeah. Especially when the game had been over for, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever?
Pretty much.
30 seconds, let them in the game. Put them in.
Nebraska wins this game 86-78. It was once again the Bryce Williams show. 30 points.
God, yes.
Once again, two free throws late to get him to 30, but he was 8-16 overall, 4-10 on threes, 10-13 on free throws. And yes, guys like Connor Season were very helpful in the second half.
Yes.
As well as Cale Jacobson had a good game in terms of just overall play in the game. Sam Hoiberg, but it is still the Bryce Williams show. 30 points of the 86, and he kept them in the game in the first half. Once again. Before that team helped out in the second half more.
Yeah, he was beautiful. Nebraska hung in there and played really well in the second half.
56 points in the second 56 half.
56 points in the second half. So it was a good win. I mean, it's a good win. It's a safe spot for Nebraska, guys. This is a safe little spot, right? They're in a safe spot. Yeah. They're playing in this tournament where the teams are all pretty commensurate in talent level. Nebraska can make a nice little run here. They're just in a nice spot. This is very Nebraska, you know. I mean,
what do you mean by that, Sip?
Dive deeper into that.
You're not wrong.
Brett had them playing.
Yeah,
they played hard.
Yeah,
and like I said, the Arizona State's best player. He's already left. He's at St. John's already. Yeah. I mean, he left the team. Another one got suspended. So my point was, Nebraska didn't have any issues. There's no storylines off the court. So that part is very good. So you have to.
Brett kept the team together.
Kept the team together. I did come up with a plan though in my head of what would the crown, what has to happen, and to me they have to win it.
Okay.
Yeah. If they don't win it, I'm kind of like, eh. If they win it, that I'm like, okay.
You're not hanging a banner though.
I would not hang a banner.
But we said no to that last week.
That'd be a hard...
It went three or four games to make that happen, right?
Yeah.
Four games, I believe.
Don't think you can hang a banner.
I think you'd have it... I don't know if
you... That'd be really weird to hang a banner.
Especially when you didn't make the Big Ten tournament. That's the cutoff right there. If you'd have been like, whatever, 10th and made the tournament and went to one, okay, there's something there.
You can't do it. Now, back to the game. Arizona State losing this big man was critical.
That would be Sean Phillips Jr.
Yeah.
The center. Yeah. He only had 6 points, but he just fouled out, and then they had to put it, and then they had nobody else.
No, he was a big man. I mean, he was good in the middle. He's not Bill Walton.
Six
I get
rebounds.
That. But, yeah, he was a space eater, and he made things tough around the rim. When he went out, I'm like, okay, they should be fine, Nebraska. They were fine. Didn't we say they're going to win this game?
Yeah, there was even though they were behind, it's like there's no chance. Because the whole time, just when I first started watching, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I told Laura right away, I said, this, I got to do a couple things real quick. Uh-huh. Came back, they're already up four. So this this is going Nebraska.
And not only that, Jake, sorry to butt in. They didn't have any depth, Arizona State.
No.
So they did wear down. There's no doubt.
That was a given. I mean, yeah, and Nebraska did a great job playing better basketball, moving the ball around and just playing overall good defense and offense second half. But I also think, and it's hard to look back in the season and say, well, what if this had happened? But we talk about the comparison from last year's team of Keisei Tominaga to this year's team of Akan Rasijan. And they were similar on three-pointers, but Tominaga was really good at getting in the lane and scoring. And Rasijan did not do that as well this year. Well, second half, that's where Rasijan lived, and he got some easy buckets, and that's how Nebraska ended up pulling away, is that he wasn't just jacking up threes, which he did make 2 of 4, but he was very aggressive cutting in and making shots. And that's, I think, a spot where you say, Kana, where could they have improved this year is more of that from him possible.
I'm telling you, though, a lot of the reason for that was Sean Phillips going to the bench. It was. He got it. He wasn't
they
getting
weren't
loose.
It wasn't. They were. That was not a defensive. Nothing even close to what they saw in the Big Ten defensively.
No, Arizona State's a terrible defensive team. Terrible.
There was times in set plays Nebraska shot layups.
Yeah.
But the Big Ten was way harder defensively than what they saw last night.
Yeah, they didn't see much last
night. I saw something I'd never seen before, and it was like a wow. It was towards the end of the game.
Okay.
It must have been 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
Timeout.
I think I checked out.
Hurley was very upset with one of his players, like that, and how he was defending in the press.
Oh.
And he pointed to him, like, go, get out here. And he made him go out in the middle of the court, and he went out there with him, and he started demonstrating to him how to defend.
Is it a timeout?
During a timeout.
I didn't see that.
During a timeout. It was like, all of a sudden, he goes, no, you, out here, and come here. No, he goes, no, come out here. And he started showing him in the middle of the court how to defend on the press.
You don't see that very often.
Don't see that very much.
But,
especially down,
I like it.
Down 10, minute and a half to go. And you just had one of the worst seasons in the history of the school. And this is our time.
He still made the postseason, though.
Still made the postseason.
He got rewarded after 4-16.
I like that, though, Bill. I like that.
There's no chance if the head coach was not Bobby Hurley that they would be in any postseason.
The other part of this game, how did Alston Mason do?
He 8 of 14. He had 23 points in the game for Arizona State.
You guys have little interest in this. I was very interested that was Alton Mason's son. Alton Mason played at Lincoln Northeast. I'm going to say, well, this is son, so you could do the math. Alton Mason was a great player. He was one of my all-time favorite high school players in Nebraska. He played at Arizona State. I don't think Nebraska recruited him because he couldn't shoot, but he was a big guard. He was a big, strong guard. And I didn't know that was his. If you wiki it, there's another Alton Mason who's like a model. And I was like, okay, is this a model son or is this Alton's son? No, it's Alton's son. Thanks, Kevin Kugler, for pointing that out. Alton Mason was a beauty.
Did Kugler also say that he's not a model?
No. There's two Alton Masons. There's an Alton Mason that is a model. Then there's the Alton Mason who played at Lincoln Northeast. He's a good-looking kid, but not a model.
Very matter of fact. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Alton was great. He was a beauty. You guys would have loved him. Jake's way too young to understand this one. He was good.
Give me the years on that.
I think that was 90s, right?
Yeah, I could probably put 90s together. 90s. Just say 90s.
Okay, I was checked out of high school basketball. Yeah, I was kind of on the move.
You were on the move. You would have liked him, though. Yeah. You would, because he was a pure basketball player. Couldn't shoot. It's probably why he wasn't recruited by Nebraska, but he was a great passer and a big guard. And his boy can shoot. Alston can shoot it. He did. Maybe his mom was a good shooter or something. But
I still want to commend Arizona State because they could have just not showed up and lost by 30. I mean, they're up by 8 at halftime. Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
that's a team that had 6 guys. They had six guys essentially.
When we're saying they played poorly, it wasn't on effort.
No, absolutely not.
I didn't ever see one time when it was like they don't care at all.
They played.
Nope, did not see that either. So that's
give Hurley credit there.
Yeah, give Hurley credit and
the guys.
Very much so.
The guys. I mean, you give those guys credit. You're right. Alston Mason played really well. Bashir Jihad was a problem.
He was
a problem. Guy made 12.
They had some length.
They did.
They had some steals. You know, they did.
Yeah.
4 block shots. Yep.
So there's the crown. We're in it.
Nebraska's moving on.
We're in the crown.
Do you have the other scores?
They covered the spread, by the way. It was a 4.5-point spread. Nebraska covers that if you are the betting type. Okay. results from yesterday in the Crown. There was actually a really close game. The game before Nebraska was Utah and Butler, and Butler had a late layup to win that game. So they beat Utah. They're moving on. Despite their under 500 record, they're moving on in the second round. Okay, scores from last night or yesterday. Georgetown beats Washington State in the 10 p.m. game, 85-82. Another good game there, 85-82. Butler over Utah, 86-84. And the first game was a rout. Boise State over George Washington, 89-59. 30-point rout.
What's the matchup now? Because I believe Boise State is the only team that can challenge Nebraska. I believe.
Georgetown, Nebraska now.
Second round. So there's no games today in the Crown.
Oh,
games
you got to rest.
Oh, hang on. I misspoke. It refreshed. Okay, we do have. Here's the games today. Four games today. My bad. Okay.
Jeez.
2 p.m. on FS1. You can catch DePaul and Cincinnati.
How did DePaul get in?
Well, they're 14-19, so it's a good question.
How did they? But in the league, what was DePaul? I think they won two.
Not good.
I think they won two.
It wasn't good.
Hold on. I got it.
Check that, please, Steve.
Please,
this is incredible. DePaul's in this.
Okay, at 4:30 in the Crown, you have UCF and Oregon State. Those teams both have respectable records. I mean, 17-16 UCF, 20-12 Oregon State. That's not bad.
Okay.
Then at 7:30, this is not the great. You know, Villanova, good record, 19-14 against Colorado, who is 14-20. That's at 7:30 in FS1. And the nightcap is Tulane and USC. FS1, Tulane, 19-14, USC, 16-17 record. Tomorrow, you'll have two games, Nebraska and Georgetown at, oh, God. That's an 8:30 tip tomorrow night.
That's a non-starter.
8:30.
Yeah, that's not going to, I'm not going to make that one.
I'm not going to make that
one. And Butler, Boise State, the first game at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Hold on, Bill.
I've said that before, though, and I've made it. I've said it before, and all of a sudden, there I am.
We got to watch.
There I am.
For show purposes, we have to watch. DePaul, 4-16 in the league.
So Arizona State, 4-16. DePaul 4-16.
He just can't do the banner thing.
Now, do you have? I mean, where was?
You can't do it.
Where was Colorado at in the league? Because they're in this tournament too.
Okay, I got it.
Colorado in the league.
Big 12.
I think they were
on it.
At tops, just four wins.
It's Big 12.
Well, they won a couple games in the tournament.
Oh boy, this is bad. This is bad. This is just you can't do the banner. Yeah. Colorado is 3-17 in the league. You can't do it. Don't do it.
They're in the postseason.
Don't.
I heard this.
They're 3-7.
ASU wasn't last.
I was listening to another show.
No.
They
were second to last.
Second to last. Damn it. Colorado was. And they both made it.
They're both in the postseason. Come on. What are we doing?
Imagine the AD's talking. You guys going? All right, we're going. Can't wait to see you there.
3-17. We've never earned the postseason more, ever.
See you at the hospitality suite.
It's a safe spot. It's a safe spot.
Yeah, you cannot hang a banner when the first opponent was 4-16 in conference play, and there's a 3-17 in conference play team.
I think we could keep going with that discussion if you really wanted to, but we don't need to. Don't. It is what it is. It's just a nice tournament. It's a happy little spot, right?
There's the only people who watched this was Husker fans.
I don't think a lot of Arizona State fans.
No, I don't think they were dialed into it real well like that. No,
same point, I think that we're in a month where people are so desperate to watch basketball. They gamble. There's probably degenerates out there, if you want to say that. There's no tournament. There's no
degenerates.
Final Four is Saturday. I guess that was a little harsh saying degenerates.
No, degenerates.
Okay, but it's
They want something to gamble on. It's in Vegas. I can see a lot of people watching these games and gambling. And there are some tight ones for the spread.
Can you imagine some of them sitting going over this thing? Hang on now. DePaul. Okay, look at some of these.
I go too far.
Oh, yes, I can. No, you're fine. You're fine. And yes, I can imagine it. I can 100% imagine gamblers scouring DePaul.
Is Kevin Willard out there? Is Kevin Willard out there watching Villanova play?
Could be.
Is he out there watch his new team play?
Is he out there? I wonder.
What if he had to coach him? Hey, we just hired you. Get out there.
Get out there.
Give it a shot.
I wonder, Rob, I should sick Robin on that. See if he's around there. See if you run into Willard. And I don't mean at some
not
spot.
The casino, at the game. So in the vicinity of the arena, preferably, for this story.
So, yeah, I was kind of impressed by the whole thing. But I knew Fox would do a good job with it. I did not expect Kugler and Hummel on the call, though. That made it kind of feel bigger, right? And in the court.
I bet those two are like, what are we doing? Yeah, you're doing
it. I wonder.
I guarantee you that was not
I wonder.
They did a great job. I went on air. Imagine that this like yesterday at brunch.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
If you want to feel better about something, this is the semifinalists of the NIT. Okay. This is the other tournament going on.
Thank you.
You have North Texas against UC Irvine.
Okay.
Tonight, that's a semifinal. Okay. And the other one is Chattanooga and Loyola Chicago. That's your NIT semifinals.
What happened to the world? What happened?
This is the Irvine team that accepted the CBI bid and said, no, actually, we want the NIT. And now they're proving it was worthwile in the semifinals. 31-6 record for them.
Do we have a CBI?
Let me see if that exists.
There is a CBI.
It still exists. It was in the CBI.
It's 100%. You got to pay to play in it.
Yeah.
You have to pay to play in it, which seems like a suspect move to do that.
CBI. I see it up here in my stats.
You're doing fine. We're doing good. This is good.
It is over. The CBI
is over.
Okay, didn't know that.
Is over.
Did Utah Tech make an appearance?
I don't have my song. I don't know where it went. I don't have my Chariots of Fire.
Breaking news or Chariots of Fire. Yeah.
It's not there. Okay, the winner of the CBI winner was, this was March 26th, though, by the way, about a week ago.
We missed that.
Illinois State took down Cleveland State 79-68 to win the Redbirds a championship in the CBI.
All right. Are they hanging a banner?
There's four tournaments. That means you're looking at well over 100 teams going at it.
Four.
Post.
Four.
Yes.
They were a champion.
You got the NCAA tournament.
You might think about
CBI,
it.
You got the NIT.
In the crown.
Jeez. Four. What a world.
What a world.
And we get the pleasure of watching a game at 8:30 tomorrow night. 8:30, FS1. Another late night for us.
Oh, we got to watch it, Bill.
Against
you can
Georgetown.
At least watch the first half.
I'm hearing this is the first ever matchup between Nebraska and Georgetown in program history. Never happened before.
The Georgetown coach had a funny quote at halftime. Mm. The teams evidently weren't playing good defense. He goes, yeah, it's kind of like Ray Charles guarding Stevie Wonder out there. he said that. And I was like, wow.
Who said that?
The Georgetown coach. Mm-hmm. Georgetown.
That's Ed Cooley.
Yeah, Ed Cooley. Georgetown, I've seen him. I've told you guys, just odd, you know, just my schedule would get me home at 6, and I'd always turn on FS1 because I'd want to see that show speak, but it wasn't on because there were games on. So I would watch the game sometimes, and I saw Georgetown twice. They're much better than Arizona State. Mm. They are. They're good. They're like, I'd say they're legit. It'll be a tough game. It'll be a tough game for Nebraska.
8:30 tomorrow night.
Okay, let's watch it. Let's watch it. We could have a watch party if you want.
We won't. We could. Huskers win 86-78, moving on to the second round.
Any specials at Wings and Rings?
Jake, we're having a watch party there at Wings and Rings for the second round of the crown. Why not?
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys not? You guys should have done ping pong balls for the crown.
For the crown?
That would have been incredible. Okay, the first 68. Now we're going to do the next 16. You guys get stuff for the crown. That would have been incredible, Jake.
We should have. We missed out. Next year, Bill. If Nebraska's in, please, God, don't be in the crown next year. But if they are in the crown next year, maybe do that. When we come back, an update at Stanford on early break on the ticket.